In May 2012, Obama and Karzai signed a security pact that authorized the presence of US troops for a period of 10 years after 2014, which was the original date agreed earlier for the departure of all foreign combat troops from Afghanistan. Washington is also after signing a security deal with Kabul that will give foreign forces in Afghanistan immunity from prosecution, among other terms. Meanwhile, on May 9 this year, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said Washington had demanded to keep several military bases across Afghanistan.
The pretext of the US and its allies for their presence in Afghanistan is to establish security in the region. But now, after more than a decade of US invasion, Afghans still say the foreign presence has led to more insecurity in the region.
The attitude toward foreigners is changing to more resentment and fear, especially because of growing human cost. If you talk to them here on these streets, you would hear more critical comments about the foreign troops than ever. Many experts also say Afghanistan's occupiers have endangered security in the country and contributed to deterioration of the economic downfall and multiplied unemployment rate. They say instability and insecurity are all the results of the US failed policies in the region.
Meanwhile, Afghans say they are against such pacts between Kabul and Washington. They say such deals only undermine the Afghanistan sovereignty and lead into more U.S. interference in the internal affairs of their country, such as border issues.
We do not need any foreign military presence here. Our people know that the strategic partnership deal signed between President Karzai and Obama would not solve our problems, but it will add to our challenges.
The U.S. has interfered in our internal issues by recognizing the Durand Line as the legal borderline between us and Pakistan, but it also supports the Pakistani army to invade our homeland.
Experts believe the U.S. has failed to achieve its goals after years of war in Afghanistan. Many parts of the country still remain insecure, and the U.S. security pacts and strategy of establishing long-term military bases are only expected to rise anti-U.S. sentiment among Afghans. Amin Alimi, Press TV, Kabul.